Your teenage years can be for trying to figure out who you are. Maybe for joining a band. Grady Allen and Dante Melucci, along with their friends, formed the band Anxious in 2016 before they could even drive. And 6 years later, their first full-length album smashed the hardcore scene. Now in their 20s, Allen and Melucci tell NPR's Ryan Benk that you can call their second album Bambi. Hardcore, melodic, punk, whatever you want, but make no mistake, it is all Anxious.
Hey, so offer the chance either way. I don't think you'll show say.
There's no time wasted on Bambi. Lead singer Grady Allen's voice can soothe and unsettle like an angsty lullaby one moment, before Dante Melucci's thrashing guitar breaks the relative quiet the very next. They opened their new album with the track Never Said, a dark ode to the uncertainty of relationships after hitting it big. And that's all part of the plan, says Grady Allen.
I like it kind of starting, with this sort of chaotic sentiment. And then by the time it pulls around to the last song on the record, it's, the last song lyrically is very gentle and sweet.
Guitarist Dante Melucci says the intro song is meant to evoke the band's earliest days. But he also snuck in a little foreshadowing of where the guys end up.
It's like maybe one of the more like quote-unquote anxious-y songs. But my biggest inspiration was the first Panic at the Disco record, which is like a really divisive record in our kind of scene. A bunch of like the chords in that song, I realized like while we were writing it, are like totally just taken from the first song on that record.
Melucci calls that controversial because Panic at the Disco's 2005 record, A Fever You Can't Sweat Out, was immediately popular. And over the years, that kind of polished emo became too mainstream. Anxious isn't daring the hardcore scene to turn on them, but Grady Allen says,
for me in writing that song, I think it was just coming from a pretty raw just frustration that I think I experienced just in our little corner of like music subculture.
Still, Allen says he wouldn't call their album Bambi a departure from the genre that made them popular.
This just is who Anxious is, and these are the songs that we write.
After years of touring following their surprise success, Allen hit a wall. Too young for even a quarter-life crisis at the time, he nevertheless agonized about whether to go back to college and get a degree, or the studio to try and capture lightning striking twice.
I wanted to have the space to have some experiences and just live some life outside of a 8-passenger transit van. And yeah. It's been so cool, living so much of my life in this very unconventional, punk corner of the world. But in a lot of ways, my life felt very homogenous. Everybody was in a band. Even to, step back in a space where people might be pursuing what are considered like far more conventional things or careers, I feel like that's given my life a lot of diversity that I didn't have prior.
Now 24, Allen has realized that the benefit of growing up is being able to reflect. And upon further reflection, maybe naming your band Anxious might not send the message you want it to.
I wish we had named the band Bambi. That would have been such a good band name. It's the downside of, naming a band when you're 15 is, they're not always winners, I guess, and I guess that's kind of the,
Hey, man, I remember some of my old AOL AIM, screen names and stuff like that. They weren't, the best names I could come up with at the time, so I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, but the downside is imagine if that AOL username was still your username. You'd probably feel a little bit more bummed than you are.
So who is Anxious now? Well, the first single off Bambi might give you a clue. Counting Sheep combines the band's hardcore roots and their melodic curiosity into one song. Pepper in some guitar riffs that sound straight from the 1990s, and you get what Anxious has become. Again, Dante Melucci.
When we had the general sense of all the songs, like, that was the most Bambi one we had. I think we really just wanted to be, like, pretty shameless on that song.
Melucci says there was a conscious effort to squeeze as much into those 4 minutes as possible. Everything that inspired them, what they learned on the road, and what they looked forward to. But it feels rich, not overstuffed. It's the perfect single because it mirrors their own young lives. So much experience in so little time.
I hope Bambi affords us the, you know, ability to keep doing all the things that we love.
I hope Bambi helps people to, like, see us for who we are. So I'm excited because it feels like we're the most authentic we've been.
Bambi, the new album from the band Anxious, is out now. Ryan Bank, NPR News.